Dear friends in Jesus, grace and peace are yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. A word from our gospel, again, John 10, verses 27, 28. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. Dear friends, members of Bethlehem, our guests today, those viewing online, especially our friends and family here gathered for our confirmands, and you, my eighth graders, my boys and girls, my young men and women. Can you pick a familiar voice out of a crowd? Someone you know and love? Someone you know really well, maybe don't love so much? Maybe a famous person, the voice of a singer? Billie Eilish? Ed Sheeran? Your country singer? Whoever it may be? Or how about this? How about your mom's voice? I could pick out my mom's voice in a church basement any Sunday, any given Sunday. And I could pick out my dad's voice on the field at any point in time. I can hear it from 20, 30 years ago as he coached and as he hollered. I asked my wife the same question. And she could tell her mom's voice because if mom really wanted to get her attention, it would be in Spanish. You don't get as much of that in every Wells congregation. Could you pick out your mother's voice if you heard it in a crowd? I'm guessing you could. I'm guessing the known quantity, whatever familiar voice you can think of, you could tune to no matter what else is going around. It's really amazing, isn't it? And the same is true when it comes to the voice of your great, loving, good shepherd. That's what Jesus tells us today. He wants to remind us of his voice. He wants you to be able to recognize it, not just today, not just on this special occasion, not just on Sunday and leave it at church, but every day of your lives. And he will remind you his voice from time to time without you even looking for it. And that's a pretty cool thing about our great, loving, good shepherd, is that he speaks to us so that we might hear him, trust him, love him, and be guided by him. After all, this is a world of many sounds. And for those of us who are sheep of this good shepherd and want to follow, there's something incredibly special about that moment when you know his voice. When Jesus spoke these words in John chapter 10, he wasn't talking to his sheep. He was talking to his enemies, those who opposed him, those who probably knew his voice better than they wanted to. They weren't really interested in what he had to say. And still, he proclaimed the truth. He said these special words, "My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me." And see for yourself. Go find yourself some sheep, real sheep. Go ask the shepherd if you can go and call to them, whistle, coax them. Come sheep, hear sheep, and see if they listen. See if they follow you. Likelihood is probably not. You're not the shepherd. In fact, some people know this from experience. By calling at some sheep, they would only run even farther the louder you called, as if being pursued by a wolf or some other predator. But when the shepherd calls, what's different? The sheep know their shepherd's voice. It's a remarkable thing about shepherding. Some of you have pets, you know. Similar things maybe take place in your home. And for people. And this is Jesus' point, is that when we live like this. When we Christians consider ourselves sheep in the best possible way, we hear his voice. We can pick it out. And we live it and we love it. And this is how we live life. To hear no voice but your shepherd's, as he himself says. But how do we know his voice? I mean, there are a great deal of voices out there, aren't there? And it sure seems like more and more are piling on in this great cacophony of noise. In the world around us, this dissonant symphony of all kinds of vibrations and confusion. How can we pick out that thread? Because these other noises can be quite dangerous. Talk about noise pollution. You've got voices in the news. You've got voices in Hollywood. You got voices in Washington, D.C. You got voices at school. You got peer pressure. You've got all kinds of voices that are challenging this one unique voice of truth. And the fact is that as people have studied noise pollution, if you consider noise in a city, in a great big city, a lot of man-made noise, artificial noise, that's sometimes called pollution, isn't it? Have you heard that term before? Noise pollution, if you consider a dirty road where people just throw stuff out, that's kind of what it is. Noise pollution can inhibit learning, and it can shorten your life. They've studied this. In the 1970s in Upper Manhattan, there was a railroad that was erected high up on a bridge right past a school. And after looking at this for a little while, they discovered that the rooms in the school that were closest to the railroad were a full grade, by sixth grade, they were a full grade behind in their reading comprehension than the students on the other side of the building. So they dampened the noise in the railroad and put up some sound blocking on the ceiling of the school, and things improved. They said in places where there's a lot of noise pollution, your lifespan is shortened. And if that's true for those physical noises, how could it not be true when it comes to spiritual noises? You know your three most threatening enemies? The noise that the devil brings to you to accuse you of your sin? You know the noise the unbelieving world brings to shuffle around your priorities? You even know the noise that comes from within, your sinful nature that acts like a terrorist trying to hold your new creation hostage. All the good things, all those blessings that you were given at your baptism. Your old Adam wants to take those things hostage in wickedness and sin. How can we cut through all of that noise and recognize our good shepherd? Well, you know. That's why we've had 2 years of concentrated classes, digging into the voice of your shepherd to hear what he has to say, to know how to defend against temptations to have other gods before you, to curse where lie and deceive, to skip church and not take those opportunities for granted, to disobey your parents and others in authority, to hurt and harm your neighbor in his body, to commit adultery, to steal and be lazy and wasteful, to talk about your neighbor behind their back and slander and lie, and to harbor sins in your heart. You know all of those are just noise. It's the wrong voices. Instead, in the shepherd's word, wherever and whenever it is spoken, when you hear his voice, it sticks. Because to you, believer, his voice is inexpressibly sweet and attractive. It teaches you. It entreats you. It consoles you. It helps you in those moments when there is no peace outside of the voice of your shepherd. He speaks, and still he speaks, and he will never cease to speak to you in word and sacrament. And he invites you to that opportunity week in and week out. Now, you may have heard the voice of your good shepherd without knowing its exact sound. I, for one thing, it'll be interesting to hear exactly how Jesus' tone of voice and his pitch, how that sounds. What's it going to sound like if we were to hear Jesus sing? Is he a tenor or is he a bass? When he speaks English, does he have a Jewish accent, which could be in its own right beautiful? And interesting. Or will he speak every language like his native tongue? I don't know. But I do know that he speaks to you through people. You've heard the voice of your good shepherd. When a friend came and confronted you about something you did wrong, some word or action that was clearly a sin, and reminded you to repent and to reconcile, that was the voice of your good shepherd through your friend. When a Sunday school teacher reprimanded you, not that that ever happened here at Bethlehem, and forgave you in the wake of your sin, that was the voice of your shepherd. When you were online on the internet and you saw this pretty picture with lovely lettering and Bible passage, that was the voice of your good shepherd speaking to you. And I dare say your very own mother has spoken words to you when you were hurt, when you were in need, when you were helpless, when you needed consolation and comfort, and that too was the voice of your good shepherd. When you really think about it, you know the voice of your good shepherd so well because his voice has told you the difference between right and wrong. His voice has revealed to you who he is and what he's done for you. And his voice has taught you to pray. It's the same voice that cried and sighed in suffering on the cross. The same voice that said, "Today you'll be with me in paradise," to the man next to him on the cross. The same voice that said, "Lazarus, come out." The same voice that gives life and said, "I am the resurrection and the life." The same voice that forgives your rebellion and removes your sins from you forever. It's the voice that you know and you love. Your good shepherd's voice will continue to speak to you through people, through print, and through those Bible passages that you spend so much time, that you know and love, and that you treasure in your heart. I know this. I know he will continue to speak to you because that's just what he promises to us. He says it not only in verse 28, but after that, he says it twice. It sounds like this: "I give them eternal life," he's talking about a sheep, "and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand." And now you know, Jesus is speaking according to the gospel. If Jesus was speaking according to the law, which our sinful natures need to hear, it would sound like, "If you think you're standing firm, be careful that you don't fall." Because there's no negotiating with the terrorist of the sinful nature in your heart. But when Jesus speaks these words according to the gospel today, he reminds you and the new creation within and the part of you that will last into eternity with Jesus. He reminds you of his voice, and that try as the devil might in the sinful world, they will not be able to pluck you out of his hand. For Jesus and the Father are one, and he cares for you. He's looking out for you, and in words and sacrament, he is teaching you, preserving you, protecting you, and guiding you, not only in this life, but into heaven. This is the same voice that spoke your baptism to you, even though it may have been through a pastor. This is the same voice that forgave you when you broke a toy, or pulled someone's hair, or told a lie. Same voice that corrected you when you were going down the wrong path. And it's the same voice that will keep speaking to you Sunday after Sunday. And now, the voice that you're looking forward to hearing is, "This is my body. This is my blood. This is for you, for the forgiveness of sins." After all, one day in the end of the gates of heaven, when you have been faithful, this voice will say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." So could you pick your mother's voice out of a crowd? I bet you can. Could you pick your good shepherd's voice out of all of the spiritual noise swirling around us? I know you can, because you've got the best teacher in the world for your catechism classes. And I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit, who has opened your hearts to the good shepherd, who has chosen you out of this world, who has folded you into his flock, and who has named you as part of his family. In the name of Jesus, our loving great good shepherd, amen.